It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the final 22 teams have made their way down to Orlando, and they're ready to get back out on the court. While the ending of this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will not be a shortage of excitement, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost. For the first 3 days of the season, you can bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. And basketball isn't your game. DraftKings offers great odds and promotions on all sports ranging from MMA to baseball. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users get the special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN. Boost your odds. Bet $20 to win $100 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. He is Ross Tucker. This is Ask Ross. Send in your questions. Use the app. There's an Ask Ross button. And if you get the best question, you get the much coveted KSN polo shirt. Ross, are you ready?
I am, and I love, I mean, think about how high tech we are to not only have an app, but to have a button where you can ask me a question, ask Ross. I mean, Jim, couldn't have made it more easy for you to ask me any question you want, and whatever it is, I love answering it. One of my favorite things I do all week.
Well, I like some of the questions this week because they're a little outside the box, interesting. I'm going to start with Glenn from Pleasantville, New York, and he's obviously an old-timer because he remembers this. I remember this also. I'll see if you do too, Ross. In the Paterno days, Penn State did not have a right and left guard and tackle, but instead had long and short guard and tackle. They flip sides depending on the formation. What are the advantages, disadvantages to this type of system, and does anyone still use this today?
Wow. What's the name of the question? Name of the guy?
This is Glenn from Pleasantville, New York.
Glenn, this is so funny, Jim, okay, that he would bring this up, because there is an offensive lineman from Calico High School, which is Lancaster County. He's a 2022. So he'll be a junior in high school this year. Penn State's been getting some 2022 commits. His name is Ryan Brubaker. I just talked with his dad recently, found out about him, and through Go Big Recruiting, I've been helping him a little bit with the recruiting process. He's a good-looking prospect. He just got his first offer from UConn, and, you know, we'll see what ends up happening with him. But I've known his dad for a long time, Jim. And his dad is Jeff Brubaker, who played at Penn State in the 80s. And I was talking with him. He was there for the Orange Bowl season. He was there for the Fiesta Bowl National Championship. He started every game in 88. And I said to him, this is literally Monday night of this week, Jim. I haven't thought about this or talked about this in years. And I said, Jeff, did you play left or right tackle? And he said, well, actually, back then, we had a short tackle and a, I think it's called long tackle, maybe. I can't remember what the other one was called. And he was the short tackle.
At least this is what, that's what Glenn said. And by the way, we did not talk about this prior to our segment. So that's amazing.
No, this is, I literally haven't even thought of this in at least 30 years, I'd say. And now this gets brought up when I just talked about it this week. Jeff was the short tackle. And I can speak to this, Jim, because we actually did this and still do this at my high school. except it's called quick tackle and strong tackle. And my first 2 years of high school, I was the quick tackle. And then my senior year, I was the strong tackle. And the advantage is, number one, mentally, you really only have to learn half the plays because you're always doing the same, you're almost always doing the same role, if that makes sense, right? So, you know, let's say it's 28 trap. In certain offenses, if you're the strong tackle, you're always going to be to the play side. So you know what you're doing. If you're the weak tackle or the short tackle, you're always going to be to the weak side and you're always going to be cutting off the back side. So number one, mentally it's easier. And then number two, you get double the reps at what you're asked to do. So you become so proficient at, for the strong tackle, it would be, or the long tackle, it would be the down block or the double team at the point of attack. For the quick tackle, it would be cutting off the backside. So you really become a specialist. Those are the pros. The cons are you're either switching your stance, which is not a good thing to be doing constantly, or you're not in the right stance for the side, for one of the sides that you're on, number one. Number two, it becomes easier for defenses to key on what you're running because they know you only run certain plays to the strong side, you only run certain plays to the weak side. And then I think where the issue that really happened more than anything else, Jim, is pass protection, because you're just, it's hard to be as proficient in pass blocking if you're constantly switching sides. And so it's a different weight transfer. It's you use your hands differently. So I don't think anybody does it anymore as passing's become a more and more bigger deal.
Real quick, just the definition of the short side, long side. Is it the size of the field on either side, or is it where the tight end lines up that determines which way you go?
Where the tight end lines up. So Jeff Brubaker, who I was talking to, he's from Lancaster, went to Conestoga Valley. He was always to the open-ended side. He was always away from the tight end.
Next up is Mike from Baltimore. Ross, I came across this stat in the Athlon Preview magazine. Penn State gave up sacks on 15.5% of passing downs last year, which was the worst percentage in the Big Ten and bottom five nationally. What can the new offensive coordinator and new offensive line coach do to help keep Sean Clifford upright in these situations?
That surprises me. I didn't know that. That's a really interesting stat.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way. I do think one of the things that we talked about last season is I thought Sean could have done a better job of getting rid of the ball sooner at times. I thought that he held onto the ball and took some sacks that I was surprised by. I'm so impressed with him as a young man and the way he carries himself and his football intelligence that I thought he would do a better job of throwing the ball away. So I was a little bit surprised by that. And I think some of that's on him. I also think, you know, you want to try to stay out of those situations as much as possible. And that's something that Kirk Ciarrocca will try to do, is stay out of the obvious passing downs. Because if you do think about when they got sacked against Michigan or Chase Young, it always seemed like it was the obvious passing downs. So what you want to do is you want to try to stay away from the obvious passing downs as much as possible. And you want to throw it on first down. You want to throw it when they think you're going to run it, et cetera. Try to stay away from the third and eights, third and tens. Then you get to that point, you can max protect a little bit more. But they don't want to keep their tight ends in. They don't want to keep their running backs in. They want them out in the pattern. I would expect that number to be better this year.
You know, I was surprised when I saw this at also, and the all I could think of was exactly what you brought up, that maybe Sean held on to the ball a little too long sometimes. All right, next up is Dave from San Diego. Hey, Ross, is there a difference in coaching players of different recruiting levels? What I mean, are there coaches you have seen that excel in coaching three-star recruits to exceed expectations, but struggle coaching a five-star recruit to meet five-star expectations, or vice versa?
Man, I got to tell you, Jim, all three of these questions could be the winner this week. I mean, this is really impressive. I feel like these are the best group of questions we've gotten in a while. All of them are good. And I do think that with recruiting rankings, absolutely come expectations. And absolutely, I think at times you'd be kidding yourself if you didn't think it affected the attitude of the recruit themselves. And so how you handle a three-star and getting that guy to grind and getting that guy, you know, he's going to be a guy that has a chip on his shoulder. And some coaches are better at really coaching those guys hard. Then you get a five-star who maybe already thinks he's the cat's meow. You know, maybe you're worried you don't want to coach him too hard because then maybe he'll transfer because he had all these options. I do think that, and I don't know if it's the star ranking as much as the personality of the young man, you know, because there can be five stars that are absolute grinders. You can coach them hard. You can do whatever. And then there can be three stars that think they're, you know what, doesn't stink. And they don't want people yelling at them. They don't want any of that. So that kind of goes both ways, I guess. It probably more has to do with the attitude of the kids. It just seems like the five stars are going to be more, a little bit more entitled than the three stars are usually. So I do think it's different at times. And, you know, for a three star, they're usually a developmental prospect. So you usually have time with them and you know it's going to be a couple year process. The five star is so much pressure to play early that, you know, maybe you're not able to develop them as slowly as you'd like sometimes.
All right, that is it for our Ask Ross segment. And you know what else, Ross? I think all three of the questioners were new guys. I don't recognize any of the names. So that was fantastic. Good job to our listeners on the questions this week. That's it, quarter number three. Andy and Bob are going to rejoin us for quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.